Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archie Podcast Season 3.
Saison 3 dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Depont, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant.
Now.
Lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archie.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's good to meet you again in Season 3 of Comme d'Archie Episode 75 with a very special subject. We are not going to talk about a particular architectural project yet, but about the wood that makes our cities. It is an investigative book by the Leclerc Associé Office in Paris, France. A new and very special book in English or French. The main thing is not to promote the book, but to raise awareness on a crucial and debatable topic through a unique, new, highly relevant and independent publication. The main actors in the fabrication of this singular and beautiful object were Michel Leloup. She's a French architecture editor and writer. She is a member of the Académie d'Architecture and of the Outreach Committee of the Maison de l'Architecture in Paris. Cyril Weiner, a French architecture photographer and editor, whose work has been published and exhibited in France and abroad. François Leclerc, an architect and urban planner, and the founder of the Paris-based architecture and urban planning practice Leclerc Associé, a famous office in France. Paul Laigle, an architect and a partner of the architecture and urban planning practice Leclerc Associé, where he has garnered extensive experience in biosourced construction. We have to quote Jane Hossain too about graphic design. Why talk about this object? Michel Leloup answers. Because it was the question to do a pure journalistic work about the wood in architecture without serving any other interest. The Leclerc Associé office has been a forerunner in this field since the year 2000, she adds. The office gave us an exceptional opportunity to investigate, in an independent way, a fundamental field for the future of humanity. Remember that Leclerc Associé is a Paris-based architecture and urban planning practice operating in France and worldwide. Founded by François Leclerc in the early 1980s and co-led by partners Anne-Claire Eberhardt, Charles Gallet and Paul Laigle since 2019, the practice has developed an approach that combines architectural design, urban thinking and landscape for projects with a strong environmental focus. Recent projects include the Arboretum in Nanterre, Europe's largest office campus built in wood, Nouvelle Aire in Nice, La Place in Arcueil, Engie's new Marseille headquarters Mistral, the mixed program La Termica in Malaga, Spain, as well as the Euroméditerranée urban projects in Marseille, Grand Arena in Nice, the extension of the port in La Grande Motte in southern France, Grand Centre in Reims, and the Bercy-Charenton block in Paris. The book retraces the practice's 20 years of experience with wood construction through five of its projects and features contributions by historians, researchers, manufacturers, timber producers, and forestry specialists. The Wood That Makes Our Cities explores the environmental, economic, industrial, and technical challenges involved in the use of wood for large structures and urban architecture. The book also assesses the future of wood construction. Is the French wood industry sufficiently well established to advance centuries-old techniques and develop alternatives to standard models? Do sensible forestry practices provide sustained capacity to meet demand and compete with resinous timber imports from Northern Europe? Despite the paradoxical context in France, home to a wealth of ancient expertise with an industry that has been struggling for the past four decades, the wood that makes our cities shows that there are solutions for economic growth being implemented in the Rhône-Alpes French region, thanks to relentless local industry professionals. François Leclerc says, "A quintessentially traditional material, wood today is revered almost as sacred and is viewed as a miracle solution to tackle climate issues and make the construction industry greener. But wood is so much more. It is a clever material, accessible to all and with the potential to solve contemporary urban challenges. Additionally, it is compatible with approaches emphasizing strong local ties and presents an opportunity to rejuvenate regional production networks." Paul Legle adds, "Wood has found its place into architectural production and will long remain a token of a sustainable industry. Local, decarbonized, inventive, and architecturally inspiring. In the Isère Valley, people have understood that beyond know-how, it is necessary to communicate, to know how to federate, to invest. They knew how to create, how to call for orders, how to merge the forestry and wood industries. It is a very interesting and promising example in France for a more ecological construction and in shorter circuits in the next few years. The rise of a green wave. Wood is an ideal construction material for sustainable architecture. But how is each supply really sourced? And how do we make sure that our forestry practices and transformation processes are relevant for the future? How does using wood challenges traditional notions of trade expertise and qualifications in architecture, engineering, and construction? This field survey provides insight into the current change in paradigm brought on by urban policies that affects both the construction industry and project designers." Michel Leloup underlines, "We are seeing the emergence of resilience architecture with a new generation of buildings with carbon sequestering structures and frames, thereby addressing one of the conditions for transitioning to sustainability. Used in cities since ancient times, wood is now gaining ground in modern cities on a large scale thanks to innovative technologies facilitating implementation of the material. A pioneer of high-profile sports and education architecture at the turn of the millennium, Leclerc Associés presents in this book five major wood construction projects deeply rooted in their environment. The Lycée Jean-Baptiste Corot in Savigny-sur-Orge, 2000-2009, the INSEP Sports Campus in Paris, 2005-2014, the Lycée Nelson Mandela on the Île de Nantes, 2011-2014, the Arboretum Eco Campus in Nanterre and Sous le Signe du Bois, a residential complex in Vélizy-Ville-la-Coublée. Serving as a starting point for the book, Cyril Weiner's photographs of these buildings shed light on the issues faced by the wood industry as it struggles to address multiple challenges relating to the environment, the economy, forestry, manufacturing, and construction. When photography sparks the debate. A producer of editorial objects driven by years of experience, Cyril Weiner is regularly joined by Jade Hussain in his projects, who shares the same intellectual and emotional perspective on books, making each publication a one-off object. Initiated by the work of Cyril, who has photographed the practice's most iconic projects, the debate on the prospects of this construction method resonated with François Leclerc and Paul Legle. Both of them were keen on opening up a discussion on a major trend that is forcing us to rethink the true environmental dimension of tomorrow's cities. Could we conclude with these words and the precious expertise that François Leclerc shares with us? At the very beginning, we were touched by the poetry of a place and we first used wood for the lightness it allows in the act of building. We work with all types of materials. Wood, then, is definitely more than a solution to the excesses of a predominantly urban society. It represents a certain free and easy form of construction, an ease of transformation, and a welcome accessibility. The transformation of cities is the very essence of their existence. They are constantly changing. Wood accelerates these changes just as it makes them possible. It is the guarantor of the city we love, the city that is constantly being renewed. If you wish to purchase this book, please visit the publisher's website, www.park-books.com, or even better, visit the website of leclercassociés.fr. Leclerc is spelled L-E-C-L-E-R-C-Q. Under the heading Publications, where you can click directly on the link to purchase the book from the publisher. Should you have any questions about the book, please do share on our platforms. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archer in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Rebourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archer Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcast or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.